U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry tells an annual gathering of American and Israeli policymakers that a final nuclear agreement with Iran could be reached within 3 or 4 months. Iran and the P5 plus one group of countries agreed to extend their talks for another 7 months to resolve their differences. Syria has complained to the United Nations about an Israeli air raid on its soil. The Syrian Foreign Ministry called on the Security Council to impose punitive measures against Israel for its support for terrorists fighting Damascus. The Israeli army has declined to comment on the air raids. The world's third largest economy goes deeper into recession. Japan says revised data show its economy contracted 1.9% in annual terms in July through September. Weaker business spending is believed to be one factor behind the slowdown. The data were worse than anticipated. Most economists forecast an upward rejected growth targets are exaggerated. U.S. President Barack Obama says racism against African Americans is deeply rooted in American society and history. Obama urged the youth to be patient, saying progress comes in small steps. Repeated cases of white police officers using excessive force against African Americans and their judicial outcomes have led to protests nationwide. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has accused Russia of interfering in the affairs of Eastern European countries seeking closer ties with the EU. Merkel has also noted that Russia is violating the territorial integrity and sovereignty of Ukraine, adding this must not be allowed to stand. Tunisians will go to the polls on December the 21st to vote in a presidential runoff election. Outgoing interim president Moncef Marzouki is to vie against former Prime Minister Beji Caid Essebsi for the top spot. And French authorities are planning to limit cars in the old center of Paris. The proposed anti-pollution scheme would start at weekends but could be rolled out for the rest of the week. The French capital experiences periodic pollution spikes that force authorities to impose temporary speed limits. At times, vehicles are even banned from running on certain days.